relax, unwind, and indulge in the finest moments of leisure. On Casey Leisure, we bring you the best in entertainment, travel, and lifestyle delights every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Casey 107.7.
And welcome back. As promised, we look at the Inter Hotel Challenge, which is making waves once again as a premier event in the South Africa's culinary and hospitality industries. Now in its 12th year, the competition, organized by showcook.com, serves as a significant stepping stone for the next generation of hospitality leaders, offering mentorship and valuable industry exposure. We had the privilege to meet some of the teams from Cape Town at the Capsicum Culinary Studio for the cook-off and the service presentations last week. This year, 30 teams comprising 129 contestants are competing across a variety of categories, including wine stewards, chefs, pastry chefs, barristers, and concierges. Participants are evaluated not just on their skills, but also on innovation, particularly with an emphasis on sustainability. In the hot chef category, contestants are required to use WWF SASSI-approved green-listed seafood, further underlying the competition's commitment to eco-friendly processes. Judging is carried out by a panel of over 30 esteemed industry professionals, and the regional cook-offs will take place in Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Durban. The competition will culminate in a grand Oscar-style awards function at the prestigious Taj Hotel on the 4th of December, right here in Cape Town. And really, it is one of the culinary events on the African continent. Some of the past participants have gone on to achieve remarkable success in their careers, including positions in world-renowned establishments such as the Atlantis, the Palm in Dubai, with extensive prizes such as international internships and educational bursaries. The competition is instrumental in promoting career development and job creation within South Africa's vital tourism and hospitality sectors. As the hospitality landscape evolves, the Inter Hotel Challenge remains a pivotal platform for driving innovation and positioning South Africa as a global leader in the industry. We spoke to Managing Director of Showcook.com, Chania Mariat, who gave us some outline and information about this year's competition, as well as a little bit of a background of the past competitions. Chania, welcome to KC 107.7.
Lovely to be here. Thank you so much.
So you and Annette have been involved with the Inter Hotel Challenge for many, many years. I know the story. I've been there with you guys. Just for my listeners' purposes, explain where it all started and what really does this do for the hospitality industry in South Africa?
Nishad, you have been with us for such a long time, I must admit, because you know that the Inter Hotel Challenge is just definitely more than a competition. I think it's really about nurturing the next generation of South Africa's hospitality talent. We've always had a goal to build a strong foundation of skilled chefs, pastry chefs, wine stewards. You know, the hospitality experts who can elevate the whole industry. I know we're focusing on mentorship, constant learning. And, you know, it's designed to boost careers in the hope that we can strengthen our tourism sector.
Mentorship and skills development are central to this challenge. I mean, you know, these are people that are learning and are getting to become at the next level. How do you ensure that contestants receive the necessary training and support throughout the competitions, that they can be competitive enough?
Quite right. You know, we've got these mentorships and skills development absolutely are the key to the Inter Hotel Challenge. We make sure that they get the support through their dedicated mentors. For example, each hotel pairs their candidates with top chefs, sommeliers, or hospitality experts who guide them on everything from cooking and plating to wine selection. They even cover business basics. The plus contestants join hands-on workshops and training sessions. Our hope is to sharpen their skills to prepare them for the competition. It's a great balance of learning. You know, we've got teamwork, it's personal growth. You know, we're all having to access expert advice throughout the journey.
The competition focuses a lot on food, which is great. But, you know, food, like everything else, we have to look at sustainability. And I see your focus this year is, or your alignment with WWF SASSI approved fish. How has that or what is it doing for the competition, and how are the chefs managing that?
It's a fantastic question, because I think sustainability has really taken center stage this year, with chefs using WWF SASSI approved green listed fish and eliminating, hopefully, single-use plastic entirely. It's great to see the competition embracing these eco-conscious practices, from sourcing local ingredients to reducing food waste in the kitchen. We're also highlighting wine farms that champion sustainability, you know, showing how the industry can make responsible choices, still while delivering amazing experiences. We're hoping that the InterHotel Challenge is proving that we can raise the bar in hospitality while taking care of the planet too.
It is a competition, but how does it play in promoting economic inclusion and creating opportunities for young hospitality professionals in South Africa?
I think the InterHotel Challenge plays a huge role in promoting economic inclusion by opening doors for young hospitality professionals across the country. I think it gives aspiring chefs and wine stewards and bakers a platform to showcase their talents. Regardless of their background, through the mentorship, training, networking, it helps participants gain the skills and connections. We've got prizes like international mentorships and exposure to top professionals. It creates real opportunities for career growth, helping to shape a more diverse and inclusive hospitality sector in South Africa.
You know, putting something like this together takes a lot of work and also lots of resources. And I'm sure you are relying on partners and partnerships to make it all happen. You want to give us some information about that?
I think partnerships with key sponsors have been crucial in elevating the InterHotel Challenge to what it is today. We've got sponsors, premium wine estates, food brands, and global hospitality experts who can bring incredible resources, prizes, and mentorship to the table. They also help provide contestants with top-tier training. We've got access to their quality products. We give them international exposure. I think these collaborations also give the competition added credibility and expand its influence, showing how the industry leaders are invested in shaping the future of South Africa's hospitality sector. I think without these partnerships, the challenge certainly wouldn't have the same impact.
You know, I'm personally so happy and encouraged to see that even post-pandemic, that the competition is still alive and it's growing. You know, in the early days we did chefs, but now you've got pastry chefs, you've got baristas and concierges. How do you ensure that each category maintains its relevance in the evolving hospitality sector in South Africa?
We keep each category relevant, I think, by staying in tune with the latest trends and demands in the ever-evolving hospitality and tourism sector. I think for our chefs and pastry chefs, we emphasize sustainable sourcing and innovative techniques. While the baristas focus on mastering new coffee trends and drink innovations, our concierges offer personalized guest experiences, which I think is increasingly important in today's tourism landscape. We're trying to equip them with the skills they need to thrive in their careers. And enhance the overall guest experience in the hospitality and tourism industry.
Chanya, in the early days, I'm sure you started this in Cape Town, and did you ever think that this will become so big and go throughout South Africa? And explain to us, I think you've got so many hotels and you're all over South Africa. You want to run us through that a little bit?
Yes, we are. And I tell you, there's a few things about coordinating an event with over 30 hotels across multiple regions, and it definitely comes with its challenges. I think one of the major logistical hurdles is scheduling, as we need to ensure that all participants can align their training and competition dates. Communication is key, so keeping everyone informed and on the same page is absolutely essential. We also have to manage our resources effectively, for securing venues for workshops and cook-offs to organizing transportation for our candidates. Plus ensuring that each hotel has the necessary support themselves and the materials to host their candidates. It can be tricky, but we've got a dedicated team, and with our strong partnerships, we're able to tackle these challenges and hopefully create a seamless experience for everyone involved.
You've run this for so many years, and I'm sure you've seen amazing success stories. Is there a particular story that stands out for you?
I can honestly say there are many, you're right. But particularly, let me highlight Indaba Dube. His journey started in 2013 when he entered the competition. I think he was seeking professional personal development, and after embracing feedback, he returned the next year with significant improvements, earning recognition and I think building his own confidence in the hospitality industry. The success opened doors to leadership roles in the food and beverage department within the Vineyard Hotel where he was based. And as he gained expertise, he became a mentor to future candidates. Indaba created a development plan for aspiring wine stewards to ensure that the competition nurtured talent and gave industry exposure. You know, he really did continue with earning certifications in business management and hospitality leadership, because today he's the director of operations at the President Hotel. I mean, Indaba's journey highlights the transformative impact of the InterHotel Challenge, proving that hard work, passion, and desire to uplift others can lead to remarkable success.
Our industry is service, it's hospitality. And that is constantly changing and, you know, obviously evolving. How do you manage to balance the competition's objectives with these changing trends?
You know, as we enter our 12th year, balancing the competition's objectives with the need to innovate is absolutely crucial. We stay connected to industry trends and actively seek feedback from our own participants to keep our program relevant. I think collaborating with the industry leaders and sponsors also helps us adapt our training and, you know, the mentorship programs to the latest insights. We, by promoting a culture of continuous improvement and embracing change, we ensure that the InterHotel Challenge not only meets its core objectives, but also remains a dynamic and valuable experience for everyone involved.
This competition has grown so much from where it started in the Cape to national. What's next? Is it international? What are the future growth plans?
Yeah, my hopes for the future growth of the InterHotel Challenge, both locally and internationally, are very exciting. Locally, I'd love to see more partnerships with industry leaders that can provide resources and opportunities for our contestants. Internationally, my goal is to establish further connections, allowing participants to gain global exposure and experience. Ultimately, I hope the challenge continues to inspire young talent and drive excellence in the hospitality sector, while also enhancing South Africa's reputation as a premier tourism destination. I think by showcasing our world-class culinary skills and hospitality training, we can attract even more tourists and industry professionals to our vibrant cities. The InterHotel Challenge has the potential to position South Africa as a hub for top-notch hospitality training, further enriching our tourism landscape and contributing to the growth of the industry.
Chanya, we wish you everything of the best for this year and beyond, and obviously we want this thing to grow. If there's anything we can do to help as KC107.7, please, our doors are open, and all the best for this year.
Thank you, Nishad. That is incredible. I really appreciate having this opportunity to chat to you today.
This year, the InterHotel Challenge also has a concierge category. And you know, concierges are so important in any hotel. They're the go-to person for everything. In fact, if you're in a hotel and you need a simple thing like a napkin, or a pin, or a plaster, one of the first places you go to is a concierge. Or if you want to know how to hire a car or what to see and do in and around the area you're staying in, the concierge plays that part. So it's so important for this person to be knowledgeable, courteous, and so service-orientated. And this year, Jeff Rosenberg is one of the judges, and Amy Lenz. Now, Jeff is a former general manager at hotels in the Soho Sun Stable. To me, Jeff is the textbook general manager. He is an absolute gentleman and the real deal. So he's very, very, very experienced to judge this one, and I think it's an excellent choice for him to be there on that panel. And then Amy Lenz runs the Diamond Works in Cape Town. And they together looked at what the concierges are in their doing in their presentations last week, and their comments about the competition and their own profiles. I managed to get this little clip from both of them.
Hi, I'm Amy Lenz, and I represent the Diamond Works. The Diamond Works is involved very much with the Showcook InterHotel Challenge for a number of years, but now moving into focusing on looking after the Concierge Choice Challenge. And specifically, we're quite passionate about this portfolio just purely because the concierge are the heartbeat of hospitality. They are the face and the front line to introducing a destination as well as a property to the guests that are visiting. And because they are these rough gems, it was just a definite partnership to partner with the Diamond Works as show and cook, develop and coach and just uplift the standard within that department within the hotel. So yes, it's very exciting being here today and discovering some of the beautiful destinations that some of the concierges are sharing. It's also incredible just to learn about the different cultures that each person represents, giving us a flavor and a taste not only of the actual food and wine, but also of the people that are part of this experience and part of this journey.
Hi, I'm Jeff Rosenberg, and very, very honored to be involved with the Show Cook Inter Hotel Challenge. What excites me about the challenge as a whole is the air of excitement. Here we are today at the Capsicum campus for the judging, and you walk in here and it's just adrenaline on steroids, and it's just people, young people with just the sense of adventure and nervous energy, but very happy to be involved, because what Annette Kessler and Chania Moritz-Smith do for the industry, being the rising stars for the younger crowd still in hotel schools to the sort of demi-chefs and young sommeliers is fantastic. But I'm honored to be part of the judging team, judging panel, if you like, on the concierge section. And in my view, concierge is one of the unforgotten or the forgotten heroes in the business. Who do you go to when you're traveling anywhere in the world and you need to know something or find a shop or find a commodity? You go to the concierge. These are the people with the connections and the passion for making the business really thrive. And yeah, it's a slow start with the concierge section. We have now got into the third year. And we're growing. We got 11 entries this year, and already we've judged a few this morning, and just the most incredible, exciting individuals that we are lucky enough and honored enough to be part of. So yeah, really great to be part of it.
And that was Jeff and Amy talking about why the concierge category is so important.
Hashtag KC Leisure, only on KC 107.7.